exciting passage because Jesus speaks to his disciples 2,000 years ago in order to prepare them for difficult times. And so it's really relevant and really appropriate that this is our passage for today. The suddenness and the tragedy of the cross were what Jesus was speaking about specifically. And his disciples would have to face that, but also beyond that, after his death, after his resurrection, when they were called into a time and a season of building God's kingdom, they also would face challenges that would be difficult and life-changing for them. And so as we reflect on what that means for us today, we are reflecting as disciples who face the same, albeit different in content, but the same kinds of challenge. How will we live in difficult times? And I think there are particular encouragements that Jesus gives us in this passage. The first one is that it's the simple truth. If we believe Jesus is who he says he is, then that should give us strength and courage. Jesus says, basically, at the beginning of this passage, in those first few verses, that he is the Son of God, that he comes from the Father in heaven, and that he is going back to the Father in heaven in order that we can have this incredible relationship. He says in verse 26, I'm not saying that I will go back and ask the Father on your behalf. He is not a mediator. No. Verse 27, the Father himself loves you. And because we have loved him, we've loved Jesus and believe that he also came from our Father in heaven, then we have this openness of relationship. We have this direct access to the Father in heaven. Jesus has called us. If we believe who he says he is, then we would have openness and oneness with God himself. This is an encouragement to us in this difficult season of our lives, that Jesus himself with the Heavenly Father is watching over us, listening to every prayer, the ones that we sit down and concentrate and kind of close our eyes and put our hands together, and the ones that are just the desperate cries of our troubled hearts. Jesus is who he says he is. He loves us. He has deep compassion for our difficulties, and he has the power to comfort and heal us in the midst of them. These are the true and trustworthy characteristics of our God. And so we lean into him, not indirectly, but directly to God himself, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We trust and believe that he is who he says he is, and that he wants to speak directly to us through the Bible, through our worship times, and through our prayers and listening to him. So the first thing that Jesus is saying to us today is, believe that I am who I say I am, and lean into me. The second thing is that I really believe Jesus is speaking directly to us, that he knows what it is that we are facing. Verse 32 says, a time is coming, and in fact has already come, when you will be scattered, each to your own home. Isn't it uncanny the way in which God prepared this passage for us to be looking at today, months ago? And yet, really specifically, there is a sense of God speaking to us to say directly, he knows exactly what we are facing. That Jesus would have said 2,000 years ago, we'll be scattered each to our own homes. When Jackie and I were talking about this and looking at the service earlier in the week, we just were so bowled over by how much detail God wants us to have in order that we would know he knows what we are facing. At the time that Jesus was speaking these words originally, he wanted his disciples to be strong and firm in the face of their trouble, to keep the faith, to be steadfast, and to know the assurance of his promises. And so, rightly, he goes on in verse 33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. The promise of Jesus is that we have peace as we lean into him. If we abide in him, if we dwell in his word and in his presence, then his love and his wisdom, he will minister to us along with his peace. We can be sure from this passage, assured in ourselves, in our spirits, in our hearts and in our minds, that God is ahead of us. He knows what is yet to come, and he is able to be with us in it. He never leaves us. He doesn't promise us that we won't struggle or suffer. In fact, he says we will have trouble. For the early church, that was a message about persecution. But as they were scattered all over the world, the church grew exponentially. For us today, it's about having faith that throughout this difficult season, as we lean into God and find his strength in us, then we also will find God building and growing good things out of it. And so we choose to believe in Jesus and to believe that he has overcome the world, and that because of this truth, the eternal spiritual certainty we have of heaven, nothing in this life can take away that promise. Nothing in this life can remove us from God's love or his presence. Even sickness and death, which will not be in heaven, cannot separate us from the hope and the love of our Lord and Saviour. Truly, Jesus has overcome the world and all separation from God. And so we hold on to that hope, and we trust that he is sovereign over all, that he has the authority to say, even to coronavirus, you may come this far and no farther. That is who we believe in and trust in. And the third thing that I think we really need to take from this passage is the promise and the awareness of Jesus being our Lord and Saviour, who has endured isolation and a loneliness himself. And he shows us how he coped with that. Verse 32b, he says, "You will leave me all alone, and yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me." As human beings, we're not meant to be alone. It's painful and a struggle for most of us to be isolated and to not be able to physically meet with our family and friends or at church. But Jesus wants us to know that he understands completely. He speaks here of the loneliness he knows will come as he is arrested and the disciples run away. He will have to face the trial, the whipping, the cross, the agony of crucifixion, all alone. Jesus is with us in our isolation and loneliness with a deep understanding of the impact that has on us. We take comfort from that, and we also find hope in the same place that Jesus does. The spiritual truth that we are never alone. Our Father in heaven is always with us. The Holy Spirit is in our hearts as we believe and trust in him. And through him, the Father and the Son abide with us also. The divine Trinity live within each one of us, wherever we are, whomever we are with or not with. Always and forever, the hope is that God is with us and never leaves us, never forsakes us. And so we have this hope in the midst of whatever we are feeling or experiencing this week. We can be strong. We can have faith to believe that Jesus is at work in us and through our prayers. And we find that strength in him as we lean into him. Let's hold this promise of Jesus to sustain us through the week ahead. Verse 33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world there will be trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.